It's amazing that we're here. Some of us, we're here again. Some of us, we're here for the first time. But we bring lots of hugs, love, prayers from Brazil to all of you. We all know about the world crisis. We all know about everything that is happening in the world. But we also have our own personal crisis. Many times we want to hide it, but the fact is that probably our crisis brought us here today to the place where we are. All of us have faced illnesses in our families, loss of beloved ones, lack of money, hunger, war, floods. But the thing is, even when we are in our deepest crisis, God is there. He is there with you. He is there with me.
Amen.
In Isaiah chapter 40, it says, "In the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all of people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Amen. You know, it's a privilege to be here with my husband, Rodrigo. So glad you're here, honey. Some of you know why I'm so glad. When we got married, we always wanted to have children. And soon I got pregnant, and I had a miscarriage when I was 6 months pregnant. Right after that, another pregnancy, another miscarriage. Then we had a miracle. Our boy was born, and it was really a miracle. And then another pregnancy, and again, 6 months pregnant, and I had a miscarriage. And that was a very deep valley for me. I got on depression, I started asking God lots of questions, and I knew that I was in a fight, that I was not going to be the winner, but my soul was screaming. And one day, I was ill in depression. My husband said, "No, we need to go somewhere. We need to go to some friends because I cannot stand seeing you this way anymore." It was like 11:30 p.m. when we arrived in their homes. But friends are friends forever in any situation. And we prayed together, we cried together. And they said, "We know your hearts. We know what you're going through. If we were in your situation, we would probably be asking the same kind of questions. But if in 10 years ahead of us, you look back and all that you see are 3 dead babies, then you have experienced miscarriage. But if 10 years ahead you have seen, if you begin to see all the strength, all the tools, all the life that God has produced, have you really, really experienced miscarriage?" And that was word from God. God used our friends, our pastors, our brothers. We were called for redemption. Christ gave his life to bring redemption. Reconciliation is our ministry. To reconcile man and man, to reconcile man with God. But how can we be reconciliators if we sometimes are full of fear and we don't have a safe attachment with our Father? We were adopted by God. We're no more slaves of fear. Fear is what makes us slaves, but we don't need to be feared anymore. We know that even when we are in war, our body might be in risk, but our spirit is in eternity.
Amen.
And there is hope, because
Lord,
God is there. God is there. Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. Laid down a life is not to die for someone, but it's to share, to give your life to someone, to give your hug, to give your care, to give your money, to give your good words,
yes.
to give everything that you have, that the Lord has given, to give your love, to give your family. And now, I have the privilege the greatest privilege of my life so far. Just be standing here in this place. It's such a great privilege. But I'm not alone. I am with that friend, with that pastor that told me about the 10 years. I am with him and with Lana, his wife. Paulo and Lana, dear friends. There are two columns that have been supporting, sustaining our family, right, Rodrigo? The Word of God and good friends. Yeah. We are a learning community. We are a community of friends. And it's my pleasure to be your friend.
Amen.
And yours too.
What a privilege to be here. As for me and my wife, it's one of the greatest privileges in our life to be here with Sara and Rodrigo and to testify, to be a witness of which kind of person they were transformed by the love of God.
Yes.
Better than bear children is to bear fathers and mothers. And I'm here not beside a daughter or a son, but I'm here beside a father and a mother of many. Yeah. That's a feeling of fulfillment in my life and Lana's life. We are father and mother of 5 children. We are going to be 11 grandchildren and 2, what's the name for? Yes, the great grandchildren. And it's a privilege to be here. And I came here not to preach, to teach, or anything like that, but just to encourage you, to live with you our hearts. Like Paul said, I was longing to be here to share virtue and to put our faith on the benefit of your faith. Just
Amen.
To encourage you, just to strengthen you, just to enlighten you, just to renew you. That's why we are going to give this testimony. We truly believe a world without orphan. Yeah. It's not expectation, expectancy. We are truly convinced because a world without orphan is not something that we have to expect for. It's something that we have to believe. It's a reference. Because a world without orphans is a promise. Amen? It's a promise. Jesus said, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. It's a promise. The fulfillment of God's will is a world without orphans. That's why we believe. We believe the eternal versus the future. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's why we don't believe or expect the future, but we are based on our knowledge of the eternal. Because Jesus is not the path to the future. Jesus is the way to the eternal. He's a way to come to the Father. Know God as a Father. Experience God as a Father. Not expecting as a God of our future, but the Father of our eternal. The way to the Father is the way back to the eternal, not the path to the future. The devil gave us the idea and the expectation of the future. That's why there are many people deceived from the revelation of the eternal. People that are distracted, working hard to change and guarantee the future, not to reveal the eternal. We are here to encourage you, to be the materialization, the incarnation of the eternal, not the expectation of the future. Amen?
Amen.
And also, we would like to give you the perspective versus the expectation. When we believe the eternal, we have a perspective. When we expect the future, we have an expectation. By expectation, we can get anxious or depressed. But based on the revelation of the eternal, you are always renewed and incorrigible. Doesn't matter which kind of challenge we have to face. Amen? That's why Jesus said, in my Father's house are many rooms. If we're not so, would I have told you, I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And I will go and prepare a place for you. I will come again and I will take you to myself. That where I am, you may be also. You know the way to where I am going. I just want to leave you a question. When you pray based on the thought of Jesus, when you pray to the Father, go into your room and talk to your Father. Be honest. You think that you are praying in your room, at your house, or you are praying in your room, at the Father's house. Stop praying in your room, in your own house, and start praying in your room, at the Father's house. Believing the eternal and not expecting the future. Amen?
Amen.
Base your prayers on the revelation of the eternal and stop, keep praying on the expectancy of your future. And also, adoption is the Father's way to generate His children. We have to understand that even Jesus just got authority on earth as the king because He was a son by adoption. The authority to be king came from Joseph as the son of Solomon, not just from Mary as mother, but by adoption.
Yes.
Jesus should be the kingdom of kings, the king of kings, the kingdom of Israel, the king of Israel. Adoption is to reveal and materialize the nature of our Father. It is a strategy or method to face or change the circumstance, the reality of orphanhood. What we are doing here is not to change the reality of orphanhood, but is to express the nature of God as the Father. Adoption is a reference, not alternative. And then you can correct because it's wrongly written there. There is no option for the human being apart of adoption. To adopt is not an option. It's the only one direction to be the family of God. That's why I believe in a world without orphan. And we are here to encourage you to develop a culture, not just a strategy. Based on Romans chapter 8, you can read later in Ephesians chapter 1, that we receive the spirit of adoption. From the very beginning, before everything, we were predestinated to be His children by adoption. Amen? That's why I want to declare, to finish our testimony of encouragement to you. We truly believe our word without orphan, because the family of God on earth will finally assume the privilege and the responsibility of being the fulfillment of His eternal purpose.
Amen.
You know why? Because God wants to be known as a Father, not to be recognized as God.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
I forgot to tell you something really important. Exactly 10 years after that day, we already had 4 children, 3 of them by adoption, and exactly October, 10 years later, we were starting the ministry with adoptive families. God changes crisis and brings hope.
Amen.
God is with you. God bless you.
And another thing to celebrate. We finished 10 seconds before our time.
Ai, como é que desliga?